and wake that baby up, I'm going to get a hold of you, and I ain't going to turn you loose. That got her kind of frightened when I spoke like that too. She wouldn't wake him up no more. When she peeping at him, though, she wanted him to be playing with her. But you know, after she got grown, though, she was just a person different from him. She was, oh, she thought the world of him, but nobody said, I'm the son. I'd make her mad as everything. She wanted to take up for him. She was just different. But when she was little, she didn't want him to have nothing she had to play with. I wonder why she was like that.
Well, why didn't, just kind of curious, why didn't Sonny be a policeman? Were they a black policeman, anything like that in Roswell?
Why didn't Sonny be a black policeman? They'd have broke his neck if he'd have been policeman wrong.
Why didn't you say that?
Because they didn't lie on even police. I never seen no black police walking around. Well, the first black policeman I seen, that was years and years, and that was that boy that I read, what was his name? Boy. And that's the way he done got grown. That was the only police I've seen here. Till it was one come here one time. And these police got so rough on him that he left him. He come from somewhere to be a police. Yeah, I don't know where he come from. But he didn't tarry long. Because they got so rough on him. Because they hired the poorest, trashiest white people that they could hire. And that was just what it was. Now, I ain't talking about you being that
guy.
You might be rich. You might be rich, but I won't explain to you.
It's so funny when you think of white police officers in the South,
I was just telling you the way it was. Y'all asked me, and I was going to tell you. But they were so rough on police around here that you couldn't. And black people, they beat them from like they're beaten from you. I remember poor John Neal, I believe that's the reason he died like he did and had funny feet acting. They beat his head for Mew one day. This because they were playing, dice. And the police told him to throw it down. He said, well, this is my dice. I ain't going to throw it away. He said, I said, throw it away. And because he wouldn't throw it away, he hit him, beat him on the side of the head. And I seen him kick a man till he just was beat almost in something. He was skinned to totten him. I don't know who that was coming down y'all's home.
That must have been pre-integration, huh?
I don't know what is pre or what, but I want to get to that man and tell him what in the world he doing riding with them crazy folks for. But that man fell on our porch down there and laid down his head just down on the porch. We lived down under the hill then. Mm-hmm. Miss Hill and them lived down on the other side of us. He laid there so long till I thought he wasn't going to never wake up. But I wished I could think of his name, but I remember him staying with Tottenham. Them police like killed him.
So he didn't die from that?
No, I don't really die. But this other one was getting some kind of, y'all know, you know John L., didn't you? Mm-hmm. Johnny, but I've seen them beat him for a meal.
So did y'all feel that when black folk got in trouble and stuff, and you went to court, did y'all have fair court? Do you think?
Have fair court? What was fair court?
Oh.
You couldn't go to fair court. You better not go. I was going one night to a fair court, cause old bad police come by there, and Steve sitting on the porch, sitting out there in the yard, and he thought it was Sonny. And he liked smoke, you know. And he whistled real loud. He could whistle loud. The police stopped and backed all the way back. He said, Sam, you say you want a cigarette? He said, yes, sir, but that's all right. I said, I don't want one. I thought you were my son. So he'll be in a minute, and I'll get one for him. He said, if you want the cigarette, you come and get it. I was right at the window. But this Steve wanted a cigarette so bad, he finally got up. Went to the car. When he got to the car, he got in. He said, get in here. I said, didn't I tell you the next time I caught you drunk? He said, she's bringing in the thing. Thank you, honey. I'll drop him down here. Thank you so much.
All right.
Said, if I caught you drunk again, I'm going to lock you up. He said, man, I was sitting in my own yard. He said, shut up.